little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
Hey, all right, welcome back, Shadow Games Podcast, episode 139. Yes, I'm back, folks. Miss you all too. Wayne, I kind of miss you in a way, but not that sense. But, dude, big news this week.
A lot of great news. Yes,
a lot of great, awesome news. Shall we say the first thing that comes out of our mouth is Windows 10?
Well, Windows 10 is the biggest thing here. Let's actually go into a little bit of gaming real quick.
Okay.
And then we'll jump into the Windows 10 craziness.
The Windows 10 shenanigans is about to go down. Okay, you can tell that Wayne and I are super excited about this. So, we've been playing this week. Well, for me, I've been playing a whole lot more Ultra Marvel's Capcom 3, Ultra Street Fighter 4 Omega Edition, and I've also been playing Dying Light for the Xbox One.
Nice.
This game's awesome. I would highly recommend to people. The reason why it's so awesome, this is one of those... how can I say this? Zombie games that you actually get scared the living hell out of. It is crazy. It is crazy. Hopefully I'll do a review on it soon because I haven't played it that much. And let's see. What else? Other than that, I'm playing a whole lot more Marvel Puzzle Quest on my Galaxy Note 3. And I'm waiting for Killer Instinct. I've already done Killer Instinct Season 2, but I'm waiting for Omen to come out as the new DLC. And other than that, that's been it for me this week. I've been a little busy from work and life and all that shenanigans. Wayne, what are you up to, man?
Well, for me, work's been kicking my butt lately. I've been a lot of work. But I have had a chance to get on and play a little bit of games on my tablet and phone, basically. PC kind of stuff. Mostly just the smaller games like Marvel Avengers Alliance. Trying to get all my characters leveled up on that one. They've got some new daily missions I've been doing to unlock Magic's a new uniform for the new mutants.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of cool. I'm trying to see if I can get that unlocked. Still got another, 11 days to go or something to get everything I need for that. I just can't get enough of this Trivia Crack. I don't know what's wrong with me.
That's the other game I forgot to mention. Trivia Crack's pretty freaking awesome. Insane. I love it. Great game. I mean, if you want to test your brain knowledge, your noggin knowledge... This is a good game to play against your friends or random people and whatnot.
It's a really good casual game to kick back and play with friends as you go throughout your day.
Yeah.
Other than that, the only other game I've really been playing, to be honest with you, I haven't played much of Transformers Legends lately, kind of giving that a break. But I have been playing the Star Wars Galactic Defense on my tablet. And, so far... Kind of enjoying that. It gets a little frustrating after you get your character so far up and you've got, I think, what is it, the second to the last, Genosis, I think is the...
Genosis, yeah.
When you get to Genosis, that's when it gets really frustrating because you can't seem to get anywhere because your characters aren't leveled up enough.
Because you're pretty much screwed by the time you get there, huh?
I know. I don't know why.
Why? Okay, so before we get to the Windows shenanigans, we also got to say congratulations to our 10th Doctor, Mr. David Tennant. For being the new villain for what show was that? AKA dang it.
Jessica Jones.
There you go. I guess that's been a long day for me, but yeah, Jessica Jones and David Tennant is the new villain, which is gonna be pretty cool.
Yeah, so and we're gonna see finally get Luke Cage in a real series here.
Pretty cool. Two guys on the movies though.
Yeah, but if. Eventually, maybe, you know.
Avengers? No, he doesn't play that much.
No, he won't be in the... I don't think he'll be in the Avengers, but I think eventually we'll see him move into something in the movies. I'm sure there'll be some kind of thing going on. Or they'll bring him into, S.H.I.E.L.D. or something.
And there's also breaking news, too, as well. This is about, how can I say this? This is about the new villain for Captain America 3 Civil War.
Ooh.
Yes, indeed. And this person, his name is Daniel Brawl. And if you guys seen the movie Rush with Chris Hemsworth, he's the he plays Nikki, Chris Hemsworth's rival, and he is playing this popular villain for Captain America 3. Daniel Brawl, he's going to be cast, you know, there's rumors that, you know, he's being cast back then as a rampant, you know, to seal his identity, you know, who's he going to play. But word is coming out right now that Daniel Brawl is be playing Baron Zemo.
Ooh.
Yes. Which version of Baron Zemo? We don't know yet, because there's two of them. So, guys, stick around, see what's going on here, and I'll give you guys more important of that, okay? So, shall we go to...
Let's jump into... Let's start with Zelda. If you recall back in the 90s, there was a Zelda comic book.
Yep.
It's
typically called The Legend of Zelda Link to the Past.
Yep. This is going to get re-released. This comics is gearing up for a reissue. It's, you know, the first one came through Nintendo Power.
Good old Nintendo Power. How I miss
you. I miss that, you know?
I still got a couple of issues.
Yeah. So there's going to be a new cover for it. Looks like it's going to be... looks like it's still a soft cover. Maybe hardbound, but...
Yes.
But
the artwork on this is pretty cool. You have the typical... go up, Wayne. You have the typical Legend of Zelda Link to the Past scheme and text as well. But you also, in the background, you have the Master Sword covered in foliage. You actually covered mm-hmm. in leaves and whatnot. So yeah. We'll see how this one goes. Hopefully Jessica can read it.
Yeah, so it's going to come out 5/5/15. Ooh.
Well, that's...
Not that far away.
I know. And also...
I can't wait!
And also, the month of May, you know that means Avengers 2!
Yep. And then, while we're on Nintendo, let's go ahead and jump into this one here.
Yes. Here's an explanation why Nintendo's new smaller 3DS isn't coming here to the United States. Oh, my God.
Really, it's because, and I quote... We think the new Nintendo 3DS XL makes the most sense. End quote for North America. In other words, they think we need bigger and bigger things here in the U.S. I like the small version myself, you know?
I know. Sometimes if it's like me playing my old Game Boy Advance to... Oh, no, actually, no. From the first generation Game Boy to the Game Boy Micro, which I have. Yes, I do still have my Game Boy Micro.
Yeah. Now, while we're not getting it next month, there is a chance that they will release it later on with the regular size 3DS. I hope they do. I might actually upgrade at that time. I don't really see a reason to jump up to the 3D XL at this point.
Uh huh.
So,
as long as it still works, why? What's the point, right?
Yeah. I mean, sure.
It's not broken. You didn't give it away. You didn't sell it. You still have it. Sure.
Yeah. In other news here, I reached out to Fractal Design. Since last year, they've been talking about their new Kelvin series of liquid coolers. Initial reports were coming out that they were going to be available in December and then early January. Well, I reached out to them to find out why we haven't been seeing these in North America.
Mm-hmm.
And the official response from them is very unfortunate for us as consumers. But I quote, due to the existing legal conflict and lawsuit surrounding water cooling, Fractal Design has decided not to make this product available for the North American market until the court of law has ruled the final decision, end quote. For those of you who don't know what's going on here,
Please do fill us in, Wayne.
I can't remember the name of the company, Aztec or someone like that, is basically going after group after group after group of different manufacturers of water cooling, saying, hey, you're infringing our patent rights. So, unfortunately, because of this, they're kind of worried about trying to, they're trying to avoid any legal issues by releasing these in the U.S. Ahead of that ruling.
So pretty much they're going after Corsair.
Corsair is, I believe, already settled with them.
Really?
Yeah, it's Aztec, which is Aztek. So they're going after a lot of people like Cooler Master and a lot of others, saying, "Hey, look, you're infringing on our rights." Honestly, I don't see necessarily how they're infringing on some of these. I think a lot of it's grasping for
market share,
for market share or money. But here's the hopeful thing. Hopefully, we'll see these come to market. The water cooling kit I was looking forward to was the Kelvin S24. We're actually getting ready to do an upgrade on our studio build here that we're using to record and do video editing with. And that was the last piece I needed. I've already got the power supply and everything else ready to come in. And that was the last piece I was waiting for. So you can imagine how disappointed I am on that. Now I either have to try to import it from Europe, which, yeah, I might be able to do that, or I got to look into another solution. So we'll see what happens there, but we're going to keep an eye on this for you.
That's kind of a total disappointment.
Yeah.
As, you know, when I was looking forward to as well. And so, well, this next news right here really blows everything out of the water.
Let's talk about Windows 10.
Don't do that again, please. Do not do that again. Guys, stop. I should dub over a chipmunk. You know, I am going to do that. I'm going to dub a chipmunk over your voice, the part when you did that.
Wait, you need a chipmunk over that?
That sounds so good. That sounds so good. All right.
And just so you guys listening, that actually was me. That was not the dub dubbing us over.
That was Wayne. Wayne's a chipmunk in your past life. I guess I know what happened to Wayne, why he still has his long hair and a beard and everything.
Well, I did spend quite a bit of time a few years ago trying to, and actually succeeding in getting recognition for it at Comic-Con a couple times for impersonating Boomhauer from King of the Hill.
You did that perfectly. Didn't we do that, like, on the past episodes?
I don't know when we did that, but we did it at some point like that.
We should do that just for the hell of it. Memories of King of the Hill.
Next week, when we get Mimi and Jesse in here, it's like, we just start off with that and watch them like, what?
We should do that, yeah.
Voicing is so much fun.
So, getting back to topic.
Well, let's start with...
Shall we start with 10 or this wonderful piece of technology?
I think we'll wait on this little bit here because
okay, so this new technology we're talking about, we're gonna put in the back burner until the end of news. Let's go on to Windows 10, shall we, Wayne?
Windows 10.
All right.
Where should we start?
well,
there's so much to talk about.
I know. Okay, you do it because you.
All right. Let me bring up my notes. For those guys that haven't checked out the site yet, I do have a article up going over quite a bit of stuff for Windows 10.
And he has two videos on his write-up too as well. And we also have on his second machine right behind us here in the studio has Windows 10. I love it. This is how Windows 8 should have been.
Let me ask you this: since this is your first time playing with Windows 10,
I never went to Windows 8.
He hasn't used Windows 8. This is his first time using Windows 10. How easy was it to pick up and figure out what you were doing?
Dude, it was like that in a sec.
Exactly.
Quick.
It's simple, elegant, well-designed, and it just makes things fit.
Completely user-friendly. Here's my reason why I was turned off on Windows 8. It's because of this little button. Well... that menu button.
They can't see that, sir.
I know. But so that menu button, you know, that takes over the whole entire screen.
Yeah.
And of course you have the little what do you call that? Widgets on the side?
The charms.
The charms. I hated that.
Yeah.
I hated that.
So a lot of people did, unfortunately.
I know. It was like going back to Windows Vista. in my opinion.
So here's the skinny on the upgrade path. Right. Let's start with the upgrade
go
path.
Ahead, man.
Word is it right now from Microsoft is that if you're running Windows 8 or 8.1, Windows 10 comes out, you're gonna get a free upgrade. Plain and simple.
Yep.
If you're running Windows 7, you have a year from when Windows 10 comes out to upgrade for free. After which it'll be a paid upgrade, from what I understand.
Yep.
If you're running Windows Vista, you'll have to pay for an upgrade. If you're running Windows XP, I don't know what's wrong with you.
What's XP? Hold on. I still have my old laptop. I'm still using Windows XP. Reason why? StarCraft 1 and Brood Wars. Yeah. Thank you.
Quite honestly, XP machines should be either upgrading them to a newer version of Windows or getting a new PC.
Or just putting it in the pasture.
Yeah, just because they're realistically, it's because there's too many security flaws within Windows XP at this point. Windows Vista is not too far behind from that, but it is more secure. They're still putting out updates for it, for like another year or so.
Another year?
I don't know. It's somewhere around there.
I thought they gave it like less than 6 months. Well, hold on.
Maybe it was. I don't know. So for most of us, we're going to get a free upgrade to Windows 10. Once you are on Windows 10, Windows 10 becomes a service, okay? You've seen what Apple has done with their latest OS versions.
Mm-hmm.
Free upgrade, free upgrade, free upgrade, right?
Free, 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 free.
That's what we're doing with Windows now. They want you to have the latest and greatest version again.
And when you install it, how you should... Well, if they don't want to read the article, they should like skim through it and miss it. What's the requirements?
System requirements exactly haven't been put out yet. There is requirements listed on the preview site if you want to install the preview of Windows 10. But let me pull that up for you guys real quick here. They're not too intense at this point.
It looks to be nice and just.
You know, I first attempted to install this on my Asus VivoTab 10-inch tablet. That runs a Intel Atom processor capable of running a 32-bit OS, possibly 64-bit, but I didn't want to stress it because it came with 32-bit.
Mm-hmm.
I did an upgrade install, and it didn't really run right, so I ended up having to restore it. I may try again on that one as a clean install and see if that works. I've had better luck with clean installs at this point. But we'll have to see how that goes. But I have installed it on an older laptop, and that runs incredibly well. And it runs great on this desktop I have back here. The laptop I have is a first-gen Core i7 laptop. I've got a solid-state drive put in it to give me better performance, obviously.
Always.
It has dual graphics on it, though. So I had to disable the secondary... graphics, the ATI graphics card, unfortunately, because that caused it to crash. And
that's the one thing you don't want right now.
A little bit tricky on that part, but not too bad. But here's what you need. You need a 1 gigahertz processor.
Typical.
That's not much. Almost everything out there has 1 gigahertz processor or more.
You
need 1 gigabyte of RAM for a 32-bit OS.
Normal.
2 gig for a 64-bit OS. That's not bad at all. 16 gigabytes of hard drive space, a graphics card that supports DirectX 9,
mm-hmm.
And a Microsoft account with internet access. That's really all you.
Touching.
That's the minute. Yeah.
And you said you ran this on your what? On your first generation
i7 laptop.
Awesome.
The one back here, this desktop's running a.
Is it the A8?
Yeah,
processor.
AMD A8 series processor.
And that's the one that we got at Comic-Con 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I mean. You don't have to be running the latest and greatest PC to get this to install.
You just need it.
Just be aware that the technical preview
is very...
It is beta, so don't expect everything to work right off the bat, and don't expect every single processor and configuration to work. Microsoft does stress a couple of notes for you. One is that some PC process hardware configurations will not be supported. This includes a small number of older 64-bit CPUs and some 32-gigabyte and all 16 gigabyte devices running a compressed operating system. That might be why the tablet didn't handle it as a upgrade install. In addition to that, to access the Windows Store and to download and run apps, you'll need an internet connection and a screen resolution of at least 1024 by 768. Again, most PCs within the last 5 years, you should be fine, unless you had like a netbook.
Yeah, that's a netbook.
I know. Actually, I have one. It has an 800 by 600 resolution. Woo! I will not install it on that. The Windows Store in technical preview actually has many, but not all, the Windows 8.1 apps available. Obviously, apps that are designed for Windows 10 preview will not be available in Windows 8.1, so keep that in mind as well. If you install the preview and decide to go back to 8.1, you'll have to reinstall any apps you've installed, obviously. Cortana is only available in English. Media Center and Media Player, Media Center is not available in the technical preview, so if that's something you use, you're not going to want to get into this right away. You also, just like Windows 8.1 and 8, you won't be able to play DVDs without another software program to do so. Windows Media Player will not support that natively. Also, you'll need to be running the 8.1 update one to install the preview as an upgrade. Let's see, what else do we have here? Obviously, we talked about Media Center already.
Typical.
Windows RT at this point is not available for preview. They have briefly talked about trying to find a way to bring RT to Windows 10 as well, but that's farther down the pipeline. There's also going to be no N edition of technical preview. So if you're familiar with the N versions of Windows, I'm sorry about that, but no.
You're like, ouch.
Yeah, and if you're on Windows 7 with Service Pack 1, you'll need to actually download the ISO to do the upgrade. So just a few notes that they're putting out there for you guys to make sure that, you know, you're aware of what you're getting into. This is not final software. You will have things that won't run. For example, the one software title that interacts with my hardware on the desktop behind me is the Corsair Link software for my H100i water cooling kit. I can't run that software.
For now.
The water cooling kit still runs fine. I just can't run the software to interact with it. So.
For now.
Yeah. So, for now. Nice. Getting into a couple things. Cortana. She runs very nice so far, and this is still in very early stages on Windows 10. I was playing with that on the laptop today. I'm having a little bit of trouble getting her to connect to the internet on the desktop here. Mm-hmm. But
which we were trying to fix earlier, but...
But, you know, I'll figure that out later. You know, it's beta. Things may not always work the way you want it to do. I asked her who was going to win the Super Bowl. She said the Patriots. Fidel disagrees. I don't really care. It's the Super Bowl. Unless the Chargers are playing, I don't really care.
I agree with you on that.
As
you can tell, we're from San Diego.
And granted, the Chargers don't really get to the Super Bowl, so, you know. I don't know why. Never mind. She works really well. She integrates into everything you want, everything you do, everything from asking her a question to sending emails. You know, hey Cortana, send an email to my sister and tell her I'm going to be late for lunch. You know, things like that. Boom, done.
Yeah.
I mean, really well. Really works well. We get a new browser. Project Spartan is what they're calling it right now. Which is going to give us a lot cleaner...
Which is, we say, the replacement for Windows Internet Explorer?
Not exactly. Not exactly a replacement. I mean, eventually, I'm sure it will. But from what I understand, Internet Explorer will still be available for
Play?
Legacy applications, essentially. But Project Spartan is going to be a cleaner interface, provide us more of a distraction-free web browsing. We have native inking within the browser, so we can actually write notes and everything right there. We get native PDF support, which I really like that. Because guess what? Now I don't have to install Adobe Reader, which is more junk on my machine, causing more bloated read-write operations.
Yeah, you know. Which pretty much can cause a whole lot of
performance. Yeah.
Less performance.
Granted, the new versions are better and better, but still, I'd rather not have to worry about it, you know? Granted, I'm sure there may be instances where you'll still need a third-party PDF reader, but the built-in one, from what I understand, and the way it was advertised, allows us to actually view as well as write directly on the sites. So we can actually interact with the PDFs like we would with Adobe Acrobat.
Yeah,
it's pretty sweet. Let's see what else we got. Universal Apps.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not familiar with a Universal App, the idea is to buy one app here on my phone, run it on my Windows machine, and eventually run it on my Xbox as well. A good example of that is Halo Spartan Assault. I can play that on any one of my devices, and it syncs the data between them, so I can continue the game no matter where I'm at. Now we're looking at doing that with a lot more apps. Let's say, for example, you needed to look up directions on how to get to the park over on the west side of town somewhere. Well, guess what? Now that you've looked it up on your PC, your phone already knows you looked it up. So you bring up the map on your phone and it says, hey, you want to go here? Done. You know? More interaction between things, between your different devices. Which is pretty sweet. How about the Xbox app? Do you want to talk about that?
I haven't really looked it up that much yet for the Xbox app.
So the new Xbox app for Windows 10 is actually really, really sweet. What they're doing with the Xbox app is quite a bit, actually. You'll be able to see all your friends, what they're playing and everything. If you're playing a game on the Xbox, you'll be able to watch what's going on the tablet. You'll be able to record screen captures, share it, that sort of thing, videos, you know. Really nice. The other thing that they're working on doing that's going to be a big thing here is Fidel's watching TV. I want to play the Xbox. Well,
and there's no TV.
Yeah, he's in the TV, so you know, I can't really do anything at this point. So what do I do? I pull out my laptop, grab my Xbox One controller or another controller potentially. And now I'm able to stream games from my Xbox One directly to my Windows 10 laptop and play them on my laptop. How sweet is that?
Pretty freaking awesome, in my opinion.
Yeah?
Right.
Could very well be. We're also going to get the ability to... How do I say this? Right now on Xbox One, you're playing a game, you want to record a screen clipping, right? Well, now think about playing a game on Windows 10. You can do the same thing. You'll be able to record a screen clip, capture video of the game you're playing, so you can then share it with your friends and families and so forth. That's a reality.
So just imagine how people record your streams.
Yeah.
Without having an external device to record it, yeah. It's right there on the Xbox.
Well, on the PC now.
Well, on the PC now, yeah.
Yeah. Now, granted, we're expecting this to be like the Xbox One and be limited to like a 5-minute video, but who knows? It could go somewhere further than that down the line.
Mm-hmm.
And then, finally on the Xbox front, we get DirectX 12. DirectX... I know. DirectX 12 is the next chapter in the software interfaces for your graphics capabilities. This has the potential to give us a lot more efficiency in gaming, a lot more speed, and better graphics.
Good graphics.
This probably won't affect the Xbox One at this point, because the Xbox One was already built with this in mind. They already knew DirectX 12 was coming, so the hardware is already designed to give you full performance now, even though DirectX 12 is not there yet. Moving on to our 2-in-1 devices with Windows 10, something I really like is called Continuum Mode. So what this does is Windows 10 essentially has two viewing modes. You have your standard PC interface, which is going to have the start menu and so forth like you're familiar with,
mm-hmm.
and you have your tablet interface, which gives you the full screen touch interface to make it easier to access your apps and so forth. What Continuum Mode does for a 2-in-1 device is, let's say I take my Surface Pro 3 and I'm using it in the tablet interface, right? Well, now I want to dock it to my keyboard for it, you know? My keyboard, what do you want to call it? I'm drawing blanks here.
happens, we all draw blanks.
I can literally just hit a button on the tablet to switch it to PC mode. Now it's going to work with the start menu, traditional desktop, and everything that I'm familiar with on the PC side of things. The way this was demoed, it looked like you can actually maybe set this up to be automatic, which would be really kind of cool. And I think it actually pops up and actually says, do you want to switch switch now when you connect the device. I think we'll save HoloLens for last. But before we get into that, let's talk about music. This actually might come before Windows 10. Although no timetable was actually mentioned per se, it did sound like he didn't give the actual
release date.
He gave us the indication it would be months away versus several months away, so I don't really know for sure. But it looks like they're going to try to help us out with music. The ability to store my entire music collection in OneDrive and then access it on all my devices. I can stream music to my phone from my OneDrive account and have access to every single song in my library. That would be pretty sweet. I'm hoping this is not going to be a subscription service like Xbox Music.
Yes.
Which does a similar option, but not quite, not with OneDrive. Also, we're going to see much more tighter integration with the photo apps, videos and so forth. I mean, being able to catalog, organize, auto-fix as we upload pictures and share, and it's going to auto-tag with people. I mean, you think what Facebook does with your photos, it's nothing compared to what Windows is going to be able to do. All right, Fidel. I think we're geeking out enough here, so let's get in.
Let's do it.
Let's go to a galaxy far, far away.
Let's go to a galaxy that only Microsoft can touch.
Let's interact with Jordy LaForge here, right?
Let's interact with Jordy LaForge, Data,
Tron,
oh, our favorite computer,
Jarvis.
So, what we're talking about here is a whole new world.
It really, I'll be honest with you, and I think this is where a lot of news outlets get things wrong.
Yes.
Is they don't actually really look at what this technology can do.
Yes.
You really want to go to our page, check out my article, and watch the video on HoloLens. This is amazing technology. This is augmented reality. This is not virtual reality.
No.
This is augmented reality. This is going to bring holograms into your world as
we see fit.
Yeah, so digital assets actually in the real world. And all you need is the HoloLens glasses. Wrap around, essentially.
And as you said earlier, this is what the reason why Microsoft hasn't gone to 3D yet, right?
Oh, into virtual reality.
Virtual reality. Because instead of going to virtual reality, they brought they did a hologram.
Yeah.
Just imagine, say, taking an artwork. You look it through the HoloLens and you finish it.
Yep.
From there. So you have everything in the touch of your fingers, but looking through the HoloLens itself.
So you can put on the HoloLens glasses, walk into your living room, and now your blank wall becomes your TV.
Yeah, a white wall becomes a TV.
Or your fridge becomes all your notes for what's for dinner.
Yeah.
You know, recipes, whatever you need.
Like, notes. See what kind of, tuna casserole, a three cheese mac and cheese with bacon.
Your living room literally becomes the playground for Minecraft. The options are unlimited with this.
It's pretty insane. You could run
the research applications, working on motorcycles like they show in the video here too, interacting with students and professors, from over long distances.
Yeah.
And actually getting
a conversation, trying to do a DIY with your friends that are,
inept.
Well, that was from a different country or different, from a different state.
You can show them
how to do
in digital, digitally, in the real world, how to do what they're supposed to do. You can make modifications to things that you're working on the fly, virtually, and then print them out with a 3D printer or submit this, so you can actually do things quicker and easier. Research applications they're going to be using this for exploring different planets in our solar system.
I mean, just think of it. Just looking through Mars in your living room.
Essentially, I mean.
Or looking through the depths of the Atlantic Ocean. Looking Titanic in your coffee table.
Yeah.
This is insane technology. This is what Microsoft's been working with the past
several years. This has been a top secret project for so many years that they can't even tell us how long.
This is Microsoft's version of Project Manhattan, but without the without the nuclear weapons, all that kind of stuff, without the atomic bomb. They just
this is the Matrix, but in reverse.
Yeah.
Okay. Mind blown.
As I told Wayne here earlier, just imagine how the scene from Avengers when Tony Stark gets the profile, and he gets that one, you know, the profile sheets, opens it up, and tosses it all over his room, like all over the living room.
Yeah.
And sees all the files right there. But just imagine that with glasses.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. I would love to do that. Oh, what kind of movie should I watch?
You can literally use these with your PC, without your PC. I mean, Google has nothing on this.
Google has nothing on the Google Glass ain't got nothing on this.
No.
The Oculus has got nothing on this.
Oh my gosh, no way.
No, not even close.
Could you
Microsoft, you know, Google Glass took two steps forward, Oculus took one step forward. Microsoft just shot up to the moon.
So one of the things I could see happening with this technology is something that really isn't as big as it used to be. But let's remember the old laser tag arenas, right? So now we go into a laser tag arena. We put on the HoloLens, right? And now we have digital assets flying at us and being part of the world, while we are actually navigating the real world. Essentially, you could literally play Call of Duty in your own backyard.
Wow.
But playing Call of Duty with the glasses on.
So,
you know?
So pretty much you have an open space and you just throw the map in there and then you hide behind whatever it is, but yet there's physically nothing in front of you.
Or you use the real the real world as the map, and you just have your digital assets to be your weapons and so forth. I mean, yeah, the possibilities are limitless with this. I can't wait for this. I'm thinking of it right now.
Just imagine the medical technologies that go through this.
Yeah, I mean,
insane. You take the X-ray of a human body. You take a 3D X-ray of the human body. You see where the cancer is at. You see where the blood clot is at. Where you see what's going on with the heart, the brain,
the liver,
everything. This is insane. I love
it. For students in medical, they're the students that are actually learning, you know, anatomy and so forth, being able to have you won't necessarily need a cadaver. I mean, this could literally take place of a cadaver.
But they actually do need to.
Well,
hands on.
They do need that, but I'm just
before
saying
before hands on.
But
the
yeah,
hands on unit on there. I agree with you on that, Wayne.
You know, there's just so many applicable practices for this. It's going to be amazing.
This is insane. I can imagine myself on the John and I'm like, oh, I want to read something. Look at my wall. Flip. Done.
I know. I mean, it's just...
Wait, hold on. What did they say about that? The HoloLens is more exciting than virtual reality.
Yeah.
But what's the killer app?
The killer app, I mean, is everything. I mean, Skype in the palm of your hand on any wall, any desk, you know, wherever you're at. Games anywhere, you know. I mean, surfing the web on, you know.
You could do everything with this.
Pretty much, you know.
HoloLens. It's not virtual reality. It's way better than virtual reality. This is taking mobility at its best. You're taking a holodeck with you, as Wayne said earlier.
Yeah.
Before we start this podcast.
And this is something that's going to eventually move into the Xbox as well and help, you know, in terms of gaming as well. It's not something that's going to hit there right away, because obviously it's a different kind of attachment, essentially. But it could. I mean, very well. I mean, we definitely think they're working on that as well.
And let's go to the final news then.
Well, we briefly touched on the Xbox app. And you can actually download the new Xbox app for the preview. Right now, so, but yeah, it basically gives you access to your profile, your activity, friends' activities, achievements, you know, friends and stuff you're following, game clips, you know, quick access to recently played games and so forth. You know, messages, everything is all right there, and, you know, eventually the ability to, you know, interact with things like Twitch and recording and so forth, all right on your Xbox app. And that's pretty sweet, too. I'm really looking forward to a lot of things that are coming up here with Windows 10.
I'm stoked about the HoloLens.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing, you know?
Wow, So we get to be Jordy LaForge then.
Well, I'm not even sure if Jordy LaForge got to see the world like that, you know?
No, well, just not literally speaking, but just figuratively speaking.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing what this technology has the ability to do, you know?
I know. This is going to be nuts.
Yeah. I mean, Microsoft just took a step in the right direction and bypassed everybody that's been trying to get there.
No, they flew over people. They're like, oh, look what we got. You guys are stuck walking down there. Ha ha.
Right? I mean, this is just...
They literally just annihilated the competition right now.
Yeah.
With that one... With the HoloLens alone.
Yeah.
And of course, the typical Windows 10 is going to be for free download, as we talked about.
For most users, yes.
For most users. That's another... They're kind of taking the book out of
Apple.
That, and also... what do you call that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Tron.
Okay.
Lin, remember?
Yeah. We're gonna get new Office apps. I mean, there's a lot coming. I mean... Just keep your eye on Microsoft for this next year on and beyond.
Yeah.
And again, if you got a secondary PC that you're not too concerned about, you know, having to reinstall Windows if things go bad,
start on there.
Head over to preview.windows.com, download the preview,
and have fun with
install it. Have fun with it. Head over to our site, our Facebook page. Tell us what you think.
Yeah.
We're excited about it. We want to hear how excited you guys are.
Give us your input about this.
Please.
So when's Sony gonna do this? Sorry, Jesse, scrub.
Oh, Sony is trying to do a few things right now. They are working on virtual reality. They have their own headset. They're getting ready to publish put to market.
Reality.
But it's virtual reality. It's not going to touch.
Is not, it's not.
No, it's nowhere near what you can do with augmented reality. Sure, it'll be fun for the people that want to do roller coaster ride and stuff like that. But you know,
if you find it a little cheaper, do the Oculus Rift.
Right. Right? I mean, Sony is struggling right now with a few different things. They're also settling for the lawsuit around the 2011 hack into their network.
Yes.
So they're giving away free games and stuff to a lot of people. I could probably reactivate my Sony account and do that, but face it, I don't use the Sony that much.
You might say, if you get free games, dude, might as well.
Yeah, I'd have to find my charger for my PSP. And get that activated, or pull my PS3 out of hiding somewhere and connect that. I don't even know where it got put. Anyways, I think that's what we got from the news, right?
Yeah, this news was straight bombshell from Microsoft. Bill Gates says, okay, just drop the hammer on these guys. Don't worry about it, just do it.
Next thing you know, Bill Gates will be talking to Optimus Prime.
Technically, he is Optimus Prime now.
Actually, it would be...
He's Optimus Prime. He's the Matrix.
Actually, it would be Joe Belfiore, who's currently in charge of Microsoft.
That's true, woo! Yeah.
Yeah.
Well...
So who do you think would win in a battle? Optimus Prime or Magneto?
Magneto.
Are you sure?
Well, it depends what kind of metal...
Cybertronian metal. Can he actually, manipulate that?
Metallic alloy?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a question for another day. Mimi will have the answer, I'm sure.
She's an anime person.
Okay, Jesse will have the answer.
Really? A Pokemon dude? No.
Okay, we'll have to,
I say it depends on the metal.
It does. I mean, that's really it.
And you know how, Marvel Universe doesn't use adamantium, they use vibranium.
Yeah.
and they use Miracle instead of Mutants. Oh, sorry. I'm stoked about Avengers 2 coming up. May. Ultron! And I heard, and from what I've heard, I didn't read it, that the opening scene is going to kick off with a bang.
Oh, I don't doubt it. And of course, we've got the potential Bill and Ted coming back.
Yeah!
And there is a new Bill and Ted comic book out there now. If you haven't had a chance to find it, go find it now and read it.
Whoa.
Dude.
Have to bring that back. Sorry, guys. Little old school nerd there.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Yeah.
That's it, yeah. So again, anywho, feel free to check up on our Facebook page. Like us, share us, as always. Comment on us. Give us your input, especially if you guys already have Windows 10. Give us, you know, the heads up. What's going on?
Yep.
Make sure to check up on our main page to see what's going on, especially right up to what Wayne did for Windows 10. And
we also have a nice little review from Luke of the dailies and Sundays editions of Batman newspaper comic series from 1968 to 1969.
Whoa. Yeah. So guys, read up on that.
That was 300 pages he read through to write that review for you guys, so enjoy.
I could barely survive like a series of comic books, but let alone 300 pages. Yo! Oh,
it's classic Batman, so, you know.
Batman. Alright. And this is Wayne Fidel from TwoShotsGeek.com, and we're here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time.
Grab the back closing, we're out of here.
Dude. See what I did there?